Good morning, dear people of God. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9 and verse 9. It's a very beautiful scripture. It says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given to you," right, "under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun." Wow. It's a beautiful scripture, a good learning, a good teaching. And it's, my dear brothers and sisters, amazing. You know, how many of us are willing to invest time and effort into our education, into our career and financial future, but not on our marriage? If you're not married, perhaps you could remember married couples, you know, in your prayers today. One of the leading causes of divorce is boredom. One minister beautifully explains, partners lose their focus, stray into affairs, get addicted to porn, or exhibit other destructive behavior. The secret to a strong marriage is to continue to find ways to improve yourself and to share. It can be as simple as reading a book or article and sharing something interesting about what you read, or taking a course and using what you learned at home. It can be learning about your partner's career field and taking an interest in what they do all day, showing you are engaged with who they are. Partners who want to keep growing as a couple also need to have lives of their own away from the marriage as well, pursuing hobbies, interests, and appropriate friendships outside the marriage makes each partner more interesting and stimulating when they come back home. How wonderful it is to sit together at the dinner table and share exciting things you each discovered during the day. That is why it is important to have one meal together every day with your spouse and with your family, right? So there is a balancing act in developing your own life without ignoring the life you have together. The person you marry will be around for a very long time if you do things the right way. Long after physical attraction and the intensity of sexual chemistry have faded away, and the kids are grown and living on their own, you and your partner will want strong connections so you can continue to grow and enjoy life together. So, I encourage you, invest in your marriage. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Marriage was the first institution, even before anything could occur or even anything could be formed in this world. It was marriage was in your mind. Marriage of Adam and Eve. You created them, oh Father God, to be together, to work together, to tend to the garden together, to fellowship with God together. Oh Lord, to work together. Lord, I thank you to build a beautiful home together. And that's what is your mind for your church and for your people, even today. Marriage is so precious and so beautiful. I pray, Lord, we cover our marriages in the house of God under your blood. And I pray that you will lubricate every marital relationship with the oil of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that every marriage is blessed. I pray that every marriage will prosper and flourish under your care. And I pray that, Lord, you'll give us wisdom to invest our time, our money, our energies in our spouses in the name of the Lord. I pray, give us the grace, give us the courage, give us the boldness. Give us, O Father God, the art of communication. And Lord, I pray, train us in a way that, Lord, you will receive all the glory. Our marriages will be an example to all the marriages around us, that through our marriages, people will come to know the love of Christ, will get saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. Father, I thank you. Today, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I bless them. Be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick. Lord, I speak a command of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. I command their bodies to be healed and aligned to God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.